This week the Prince George Citizen will be posting series of questions asked of the 13 candidates running as trustees for School District No. 57, SD 57. The focus of the series is to allow voters to hear from the candidates running for school trustees on how they would handle real issues facing the school board. The candidates' answers have only been edited for clarity, and are posted in alphabetical order. Question. The Framework for Enhanced Student Learning report, released in June 2022, showed that from 2016 to 2021, less than 70% of students in SD 57 reported feeling safe in schools. For the same time period, student belonging was also reported to be below 50%. As a trustee, how would you work to increase student belonging in schools, and do you believe that SOGI and anti-racism initiatives contribute to student belonging? Corey Antrim, if what we are doing right now is not working and a large population of our students do not feel safe at school, then we have to make a shift in policy. What that policy shift would look like would come from an extensive conversation with school and community members. I believe everyone who works and attends any of our schools deserves to feel safe. I envision a balanced approach between establishing clear limits and boundaries with appropriate consequences, followed by the important repair work of restorative justice. Betty Beckering, this has been a major focus of the board and senior admin over the past year. The superintendent reports each month at the public board meeting with, "How are we doing?" The initiatives being implemented show an increase in students feeling like they belong. I do believe the SOGI and anti-racism initiatives have played a significant role in this feeling safe in school. Jillian Burnett, starting in the 2019-2020 school year, the previous board approved $350,000 for 3 years on the Building Safer Schools program. That work is now done but was found to be so beneficial that the district is finding ways of continuing much of the work. And yes, absolutely, the SOGI and anti-racism initiatives contribute to student belonging. No student should be made to feel confusion, fear, or shame for who they are. Both initiatives are about ensuring this is not the case for students today and tomorrow. Craig Brennan, it is vital to consult with students and families, staff, and communities to assess our strengths and weaknesses with respect to student belonging and safety. The results of such consultation will clarify the issues facing our students and help us develop workable strategies and practical solutions. As a trustee, a priority would be to promote a positive, welcoming, and inclusive district culture, and I support the inclusion of SOGI and anti-racism education in our schools. All students and staff have the right to a safe and inclusive space where our identities are respected. Kathy Fortin, yes. I believe that a large portion of the student population does not want the SOGI curriculum but are afraid to speak up. The anti-racism program and the SOGI program should be removed from schools. Studies show that anti-anything programs don't work, they make matters worse. We need to foster an atmosphere of kindness and inclusion instead in our schools and in our society. Milton Mahoney, as long as we have social segregation, we are going to have students that don't quote T feel they belong. A student that portrays differences does belong, but others see that as a threat because they don't quote T understand, therefore they strike back with bullying, harassment, and threats. There again, this is part of the toxic environment that must be addressed immediately. Education is the key, along with creating a true safe environment for all. Char McCrory, we need to take student belonging seriously and continue to work for equity and inclusion for all students. In order to support every student, we must send a clear message that everyone should feel a sense of belonging in their school. SD 57 has policies in place for SOGI, racism, and student and staff conduct to help ensure students feel safe. We also need our schools to reflect our population in diversity and to have welcoming, culturally relevant spaces to create a sense of community in each school. I absolutely support SOGI in our schools and anti-racism initiatives. Erica McLean, if there is any single concept I believe in most in regards to education, it is belonging. I think if students have a sense of identity in who they are while they're at school, if they have safe students and adults they connect with, they will want to be in school each day. And when students want to be in school, we all win. I firmly believe as society moves forward and learns more from our past, programs like anti-racism policies and SOGI teachings are created to keep people safe. Where we didn't have these practices in place one or two decades ago, we as a society may have lost many students. If these policies and practices keep one student safe, cared for and celebrated, it is worth it. Bob Schroeder first, let's talk with students before we make decisions about them. We need to hear from students about what they need to feel safe in their schools. We need to talk with students to hear what they say about student belonging. We cannot afford to create more policies and more programming without adequate research. We should also be talking with teachers, support staff, and parents to get their input before we move ahead with any policy in this regard. Regarding SOGI and anti-racism initiatives, the question is, are these contributing to student belonging? Let's ask students instead of making assumptions. Martin Taylor need to continue with the programs the district offers and adhere to the provincial curriculum. You can learn even more about the trustee candidates through the Prince George Citizens election page. This story will be updated when responses from Damon Robinson, Mike Rosatano, and Josh Silva are received.